This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
He-Man and the Castellan Grayskull. It's the Alex Jones broadcast, number one band transmission in the world. Here's what happens when you tell San Francisco 49er linebackers that they should go with their emotions. This is the shocking truth.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business, okay? Ma'am, once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys.
Right beforehand, you f***ing said sir.
Sir? Okay.
Motherfucker, take it outside if you want to call.
I apologize, ma'am.
I need your corporate number. Because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in his store.
All right, let's stop there. The roid rage goes on. So, Andrew Tate. At a certain point, they teach at colleges that everyone that's a minority is downtrodden and oppressed, so they can be mean and aggressive and bad. So now, a man that's 6'4", you know, 260 pounds, looks like he bench presses 500 pounds, he's a victim being mean to a little clerk. At a certain point, though, this guy's breaking things, threatening people, and it's just like what we saw with the poor Catholic school kids. It's okay for them then to get in people's faces because, you know, they're not in a protected group. At a certain point, these guys are going to get hurt. I can't believe the incredible restraint of what's going on here. I mean, what would have happened if you were in that GameStop?
Well, this is the thing. First thing, I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen that guy's criminal history? Have you seen his other?
Oh yeah, I've seen the photo of him with a goatee, all the prison tats. This is like his new identity.
It's absolutely insane. And this is the thing, like you said, because they believe they're a protected group, they can act however they want. I am not racist and I'm not bigoted, which means I treat everyone the same. If you're going to scream in my face and get in my face threateningly, I don't care what you decide to gender yourself. I don't care what color you are. I'm going to protect myself absolutely, as I should. So you're right, but I would be the victim instantly because I hit a transgender person, even though they've completely and utterly started the altercation.
And listen, if somebody looks like a rhinoceros and they're saying, I'm going to kick your ass, come outside, and they charge you, I can't help it. I'm going to hit first because they're already saying they're going to assault me. They're charging at me.
You're going to sit and wait? You're going to sit and wait and see if he hits like a girl or not? Because I guarantee he doesn't. I guarantee he hits like a man. So it's absolutely insane on every level. And it goes on to everything. I mean, this is what happened there translates perfectly to what happened with the Trump kids and the Native American guy. Obviously, he was just banging a drum, but the kids reacted perfectly nicely. They just let him bang it, and they still tried to pretend they were evil. If you pass as a white man, you are evil no matter what you do. If you put on a MAGA hat, then you're definitely evil. You're not allowed to smile. You're not allowed to exist. You're not allowed to procreate. Everything you do is wrong. If you were to see a white man and a white woman walk down the street with three or four beautiful children, there's people out there who would be angered by that. Oh, yeah. How can you be angry? Well, because the white people decide to procreate because they want to have a loving family. That's against the rules, is it? It's insane. It's absolutely insane on every level.
Let me ask you this. Where do you see it all ending, then?
I mean, I look at Western Europe, and I was talking to Paul. I met Paul, and Paul's a great guy, obviously, Paul Joseph Watson, etc. Western Europe, I really think it's gone too far. America still has people like you fighting for it. Western Europe has basically nobody left fighting for the country, and we are being outbred and censored and silenced and invaded. It's invaded on every level, and it's going to end one way. It's going to end with the country no longer being white Christian nations. That's the simple reality. The math proves that with birth rates. The math proves that with the number of people who are arriving. That's the ones we know about, let alone the ones we don't know about. It's just going to end with the destruction of white Christian society. East Europe and America, the only places left that are resisting. Russia, East Europe, and America are all we have left. Western Europe is finished in every single way.
And notice the globalists tell us America's bad, Russia's bad, Eastern Europe's bad. And hey, if these places are so great, let's all move to Africa or the Middle East. No, they're hell holes. Andrew Tate, Tate Speech on YouTube. Great work. Look forward to having you back on, my friend. Amazing points, and God bless you.
Thank you, friend.
All right. 5 o'clock. Coming up, Roger Stone's Loaded for Bear in the War Room, 3 o'clock Central. Whatever you do, spread those live links. Without you spreading the word, we're dead in the water. You spread the links, we all win.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Excellent. Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on The Alex Jones Show. Well, it's interesting the way the controversy over the Covington High School students and the would-be Native American drummer, who claimed to be a Vietnam War hero but never really served in Vietnam, has eclipsed a much larger story, and that was the media mob frenzy over a report in BuzzFeed that Michael Cohen was ready to testify or had said that President Donald Trump directed him to lie to Congress. Of course, the lynch mob, comprised of the mainstream media and their handmaidens in the Democratic Party, jumped all over this. And Joaquin Castro, the congressman from Texas, said impeachment was at hand. There was only one problem. The story wasn't true. And, incredibly, the special counsel's office batted it down hard. But this story was wiped off the media landscape by the even more incredible lynch mob that immediately surrounded the mainstream media narrative that a group of wild high school students from Kentucky had menaced this poor Native American. It's very important for people to understand that it is only because we have still a vibrant, accessible, robust internet access in this country that this story was able to be debunked. What that means, of course, is that the internet censors, those who would kill InfoWars, those who have knocked Alex Jones off of Facebook, off of Twitter, off of YouTube, off of Spotify, and various other platforms, have not yet achieved their goal of communications dominance. You see, I grew up and was active in politics from the 70s until today, 50 years in the trenches of American politics. I remember very well when three networks had a virtual stranglehold, indeed a monopoly, on all political discourse. And therefore, any narrative that the American political media establishment wanted to forward became gospel. I'll give you a classic example. Lee Harvey Oswald killed President John F. Kennedy, and he acted alone. There was no conspiracy, and he was a wild-eyed communist. Now, thanks to the internet and a group of valiant researchers who in the beginning had their own work censored, we know better. And the American people don't even buy that narrative anymore. In fact, after the Oliver Stone movie JFK, there was such a hue and cry for the truth that the Congress was forced to empower the House Committee on Assassinations that was limited by the CIA's lack of cooperation, but even they came forward and said, yes, there was a conspiracy, and yes, organized crime had played a role. It's a perfect example of how the internet has helped spread the truth in the face of a government cover-up, and why the fight that we face today over internet censorship is the single most important fight that we face. Alex Jones has been patient zero in this entire controversy. InfoWars is the cutting edge. We are the tip of the spear. We are fearless, and we will bring you wherever our reporting leads us. We're committed only to the truth. And unlike the mainstream media, unlike CNN or MSNBC and many others, we don't have any multinational corporate sponsors. No one tells Alex Jones or Roger Stone or David Knight or Paul Joseph Watson or anyone here on InfoWars what we can and cannot cover, what we can and cannot say. This independence is only available to us because, in essence, we are self-funded. That means when you go to the InfoWars.com store and you buy one of our products, whether it is one of our cutting-edge nutraceuticals, or whether it is a book or a T-shirt, whether it's Super Male Vitality, for example, now 50% off, or Bodies, in my opinion, the single best turmeric formula available in the United States today, or you buy my book, Stone's Rules, a manual for success, a field guide to victory, or any product at the InfoWars.com store, you are helping fund the fight for freedom. You are helping fuel our journalistic independence. It's only because of your loyal patronage and your support that we can go forward, that we can expand, that we can cover the real news. Now, had it not been for InfoWars and Breitbart, the Daily Caller, the Gateway Pundit, Big League Politics, Town Hall, and so many other great alternative right-leaning media sites, we now know the truth about the Covington High School scandal, controversy, call it what you like. What we do know is that the mainstream media narrative that they were prepared to feed us was completely wrong. But here's the most outrageous thing. As one who was banned on Twitter well over a year ago, banned at a time that I had over 450,000 followers, banned because I violated their incredibly vague community guidelines, I look at those with the little blue check mark next to their name on Twitter yesterday who were advocating punching these high school students in the face, putting them in their school and burning it to the ground, killing them. I actually saw one actress offering to perform oral sex on anybody who punched one of the students out. So the question becomes an obvious one. Where are the community guidelines here? We know that Keith Olbermann can advocate the violent assassination of Donald Trump, and he will remain on Twitter. But voices like Roger Stone and Milo and Laura Loomer and Alex Jones and so many others are banned. Why? Because we're politically incorrect. Why? Because we question radical Islam and its violence and its abuse of women and its abuse of gay people and its potential to destroy this country. Because we see the danger in Sharia law and the coming efforts to implement it here. And because we do not want to become the United Kingdom, where one cannot even criticize radical Islam. And we oppose the sexualization of our children. And we oppose pedophilia, which Twitter allows on its site, as Mindy Robinson has reported right here on InfoWars. Yes, this is the single most important fight we face. What can you do? Right now, go to writetrump.com, writetrump.com, and look at our website. There, you will find a letter which you can sign to the president urging him immediately to tell his Justice Department to undertake antitrust action and stop the racketeering of the big tech firms that would seek to limit your First Amendment rights. It would stop you from communicating with other like-minded citizens. This is a grassroots campaign, and Alex Jones personally has agreed to pay for the postage to mail your letter to the president. Sign your letter. You can put a personalized P.S. on the letter, and we will make sure the president gets your letter this winter in the near future. There's 50,000 of these sitting in my garage ready to be delivered to Mar-a-Lago the next time the president comes to Palm Beach. We'd like it to be 100,000. So please go to writetrump.com and take immediate action. If you're unhappy with the results of the last election, if you think we shouldn't have lost the House, or maybe we didn't really lose the House, I peg that to internet censorship and the limiting of the voices of freedom on the internet. Don't let it happen. Don't let them destroy InfoWars. Don't let them destroy our movement. And don't let them stop the president's reform agenda. I'm Roger Stone. This is the Alex Jones Show. And I'll be right back with more.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the most talked about, the most controversial, indeed, the most censored show on the face of the planet. It's the Alex Jones Show. We give it to you straight from the shoulder here. We pull no punches. We take on the globalists and those who would give us one world government. We take on the two-party duopoly and the elites of both the Republican and Democratic parties that have led America down the path to endless foreign war, the continued erosion of our civil liberties, a stagnant economy, immigration policies that leave our country and our communities unsafe, and trade policies that have literally sucked the jobs out of America. And then along came a brash New York billionaire who all the pundits and experts told you had no chance whatsoever of being elected president. First of all, everyone knew he would be demolished by Jeb Bush in the sweepstakes for the Republican presidential nomination, except, of course, he wasn't. The first-time candidate overcame a field of 17 other more experienced political figures to sweep the Republican nomination. And it's extraordinary the role that the mainstream media played in building his candidacy, particularly CNN and Fox. Why? Was it because they liked his message or thought it was newsworthy? No, because they believed that he was the best foil for the inevitable election of Hillary Clinton. And then, as we've seen before, just as the cable news media particularly sought to build Donald Trump's candidacy in the primary and pre-convention phase, while they sought to tear down his candidacy in the general election. The reason he was able to prevail, however, is because we still had, and still today have, the remnants of a vibrant, accessible, and robust alternative media. And the American people no longer depend solely on network television for their news. They know if they don't like what they see at NBC or ABC or CBS or CNN or, dare I say it, MSNBC, they can look elsewhere. To InfoWars, for example. And in all honesty, just as Fox News has begun to move to the center left, their daytime programming is virtually unwatchable. It sounds to me almost like a mirror image of MSNBC and CNN. All this has done is drive conservative viewers right here to InfoWars. And that's what scares the daylights out of the ruling elite. That's what scares the daylights out of those who would end the Trump presidency, remove Donald Trump on some trumped-up pretext, either through impeachment or by enacting the 28th Amendment to the Constitution. And therefore, there has been an unprecedented campaign to smear Alex Jones, to smear InfoWars, to smear me, to smear everyone that appears here at InfoWars, in an unprecedented effort to take away our voice on the Internet. That's why we're so glad that you continue to join us in ever-increasing numbers and why you've given us your support. This is a fight for America. Now, there was excellent news 2 days ago when Senator Lindsey Graham signaled that he intends, as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, where he is replacing Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, to look into not only the illegal FISA warrants that were levied against officials in Donald Trump's circle in order to illegally and illicitly spy on his campaign, but he would also reopen the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email. Well, the use of an illegal and unsecure and secret email meant that her email traffic was totally available to numerous foreign powers, so she endangered national security. But we now know FBI Director James Comey essentially cleared her before she was even questioned, and her top aides, including Huma Abedin, her right-hand henchwoman, received immunity prior to their testimony, and they were allowed to destroy their laptop computers. This has all the classic makings of a cover-up. Now, when Senator Graham announced his intentions, the results from Senate Democrats were furious. Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, Senator Sheldon the Rich Guy Whitehouse from Rhode Island, Senator Dianne Feinstein, they were all quick to say that this was inappropriate, that this was ancient history. Let's get this straight. It's perfectly all right to continue to chase myths about Russian collusion in Donald Trump's 2016 campaign, but when you begin to examine what actually happened under the Obama NSA and the Obama FBI during the 2016 campaign, well, that's newsworthy. That's page one stuff. In fact, Senator Whitehouse from Rhode Island said, well, maybe they want to reopen the investigation into Benghazi. Of course, he didn't mean it, but now that you say it, Senator, I think it's a pretty good idea, because we've never been told the truth about the attack on our compound there. No one in their right mind really believes the spin of the Obama administration that that attack was caused by the one-time showing of a net-based anti-Islamic video in Turkey. Why was everyone dressed identically? Why were they in military formation? Why were they all using the same weapons? Why did they already know the floor plan of our facility? Yes, the truth is yet to come out. So I hope that Senator Graham will look into what really happened in Benghazi. Those brave Americans killed in Benghazi deserve nothing less. But what we see here is a repeated pattern. The illegal use of FISA warrants, the illegal use of the FBI to infiltrate the Trump campaign. These are issues that the mainstream media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, CNN, want to push out of the public consciousness. Instead, we chase every half-baked rumor about what Michael Cohen had for lunch and whether he left half a sandwich. Now, Michael Cohen says he won't testify openly before the Congress. The man, as Mayor Giuliani has said, is a proven liar seeking a reduction in his sentence. Why would we believe at this point anything he has to say? These are the charades going on in Washington. This is a mainstream media bent on returning us to the Russian collusion myth yet again. The Washington Post runs a story on page one. The discussions of a potential Russian real estate development in Russia went on far longer than Michael Cohen initially admitted. By the way, nothing was ever built or developed in Russia. Nothing ever happened. Such a development, had Donald Trump not been elected president, would have been perfectly legal. But they don't tell you that on page one, above the fold, of the New York Times. This is the epitome of fake news. And I say to you, so what? Where's the story about Uranium One? Where is the prosecution of Bill and Hillary Clinton for taking 145 million smackers from the Russian state-owned energy company when control of 20% of our uranium was on the table? You're on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But Chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the most talked-about television, video, internet show on the planet. It's the Alex Jones Show. Now, one thing we have here in abundance at InfoWars is guts. But the other thing we have is heart. And now I want to tell you a heart-rending story about two people I came to know during the presidential campaign. Joanne DiBartolo and Tom Ravanna worked their hearts out for the election of Donald J. Trump in southwestern Florida. They're not country club Republicans. They're not professional politicians. They did so without any remuneration or any promise other than making America great again. But now, due to a horrific automobile accident, caused by an illegal immigrant who was, of course, uninsured, they are on the verge of losing everything. It's a horrific tale about how they are being defrauded by Chase Bank and are on the verge of losing their home. And therefore, to tell their story, joining us for the first time, I think, ever, we have Joanne DiBartolo and Tom Ravana. Thank you so much for jumping on the Alex Jones Show. Your story just boggles the mind, so let's try to tell it chronologically from the beginning. As I understand it, when Tom suffered a heart attack and Joanne had horrific health problems of her own, you fell a few payments behind in your mortgage payments. Take it from there.
Hi, Roger. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Roger.
What happened was we fell behind on the mortgage payments, and then we were, after we healed and recovered from our surgeries, we were working our butts off and making up the payments, and we were one month behind in our payments, and then we got a call from Chicago. My cousin died an untimely death at 60 years old, and it was around Thanksgiving time in 2009, and we went to the funeral. We couldn't get flights out because they were just so expensive, so we ended up driving. We drove from Southwest Florida up to Chicago, and we went to the funeral services, and then the day before we were supposed to come home, we were pulling out of the hotel to go say goodbye to our family and friends when we got T-boned by a high-speeding truck that was trying to blow through the red light. And when that happened was he ended up hitting the front of the car and totaled the car, and it was such a high impact it broke Joanne's femur, her tibia, crushed both of her feet. She had to be rushed to Loyola Hospital in the Chicago area and had multiple surgeries. We were in the hospital for 5 weeks. When we got back to Florida, I ended up having to have back surgery because I had broken multiple vertebrae and it destroyed my prior back surgery. So we were also having some issues with our health insurance because the hospital moved up Joanne from a hospital setting to a rehabilitation setting. So once you do that, the insurance wouldn't pay for air transportation. I ended up calling the insurance. They wouldn't budge. So I told Joanne, I said, I'm calling the local news station to see if they could do a story and get the insurance company to pay for our flight. They came to the hospital, did a story, talked about what happened with the insurance and also our situation that we were dealing with the foreclosure, even though we were, pretty much caught up with the payments. The story ran for 2 days, and then the insurance reconsidered and brought us and flew us back home at the insurance expense. Joanne went to the hospital for her rehab, and I ended up going home to deal with, things at the house. And apparently, subsequent to that, the news station got a phone call from somebody asking about what happened to us and about our situation with our bank. The news station called me and asked if it was okay if they would be able to give them information. I said, sure. And I gave them all the information concerning my bank and with the insurance company. I didn't know what they wanted to do. And never heard anything else from that. And then in June of 2010, I get a phone call from the attorney for Chase Bank saying that they have a satisfaction mortgage and they wanted to know where to mail it or if they wanted to have it recorded. And I ended up telling them, I said, just mail it to me. So they mailed me the satisfaction. I stuffed it in a drawer and never heard from Chase Bank again until 2014, October.
So in other words, a good Samaritan paid off your mortgage. And they sent you a mortgage satisfaction. Now, to fast forward here, my understanding is that everything was fine, and then suddenly Chase Bank decides that was done in error, will answer no questions about how or why it was done, and they're seeking now to take your home. So this chain of events and the horrific mistreatment of these two patriots by Chase Bank has put them in harm's way. They are on the verge of losing their home. Joanne, tell us what you learned about the case once you looked into it.
What we found out is once we had got an attorney that's been dealing with the case the last 4 years, we went to trial. We found out that they presented no evidence. They couldn't show any evidence that this house was not paid for. And we had the satisfaction, and attorneys cannot believe that we went to trial, that we went for into court and we went to trial, and we did get the house given to us by one of the judges. And then they went in for reconsideration and they reversed it and they took the house back. Then we end up going to trial. Again, we have all the, we have evidence, and the judge did not want to take any of our evidence, none whatsoever, but he took all the evidence from the bank. So we
Let's talk about how to fix this now. First of all, folks, you can help Tom and Joanne, these great brave patriots who see who are on the verge of losing everything, by going to their GoFundMe account. There it is, their GoFundMe account. Joanne DiBartolo, Tom Ravana. Secondarily, I urge you now to call or email Chase Bank and demand fair treatment for Joanne DiBartolo and Tom Ravana. These brave patriots worked their hearts out for Donald Trump. They have been foot soldiers in the movement. They are loyal info warriors, giant fans of Alex Jones. They seek only one thing, folks, to save their home. Please, this is a heartbreaking story. You can read it in greater detail in their GoFundMe page. I'm calling on all Americans, all info warriors, to help these brave patriots. I'm glad you were able to join us here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones has a big heart, folks, and I know he's going to be sending a contribution to this GoFundMe account, as will I. Please join us in helping Tom and Joanne, two brave patriots who don't deserve to have their lives destroyed by an illegal immigrant driving without insurance. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
There you have it, a true human interest story right here on InfoWars. We don't do this very often because there are so many worthy causes, but I know these patriots personally, and I know they are selfless. I know that they have never been compensated a penny for their efforts to save this country. I know they are loyal to the president and his agenda, and I know that they are loyal fans of Alex Jones and InfoWars. We're happy to bring you their story, and I ask you again, go to GoFundMe, help these good folks out. God will bless you for it. I'm Roger Stone. You have been on the Alex Jones Show. I will be right back with more on the other side. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the most talked about, the most censored, and the most exciting show on the face of the planet. It's the Alex Jones.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is former mayor and the greatest mayor, Mr. 9/11 Rudy Giuliani, and you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show, the most talked about, the most censored, the most feared, and the most respected program on the net or on the radio. People have forgotten the power of talk radio, but Alex Jones hasn't forgotten it. That's why they seek to censor Mike Savage and why Rush Limbaugh and so many other brave voices are next. Because we, together, are a voice for freedom. Now, people ask me, since I have known Donald Trump for almost 40 years, what I think will happen regarding the wall. I think it's pretty clear that the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck E. Cheese Schumer, are in transit. They have no interest in compromise or negotiation. Now, some have correctly said that I was the progenitor of the wall as a thematic lift to Donald Trump's campaign. Let's be very clear about this. It was Donald Trump himself who came up with the idea of making illegal immigration the centerpiece of his campaign for president. In fact, when he came down the escalator and in a completely spontaneous free-form announcement speech spoke about the flow of illegals from Mexico, this was a surprise to many on his staff and among his then small circle of advisors. It was Donald Trump who decided that building a barrier on our southern border, after consultation with many experts in the Border Patrol, would be a keystone of his campaign. So I simply suggested the concept of the wall because Donald Trump is at heart a builder. He understands how to build things, and nobody builds better than Trump. And therefore, I knew that the idea that he could pledge to build a wall would have public credibility, would have public validation. And he quickly learned by road testing this message at his rallies and on the campaign trail that it had great resonance with the American people. Now, the one redeeming quality above all others that I could point out to regarding Donald J. Trump is his persistence, is his stubbornness. I don't mean that as a pejorative or as a criticism. I mean it as praise. When Donald Trump sets his mind to something, when he commits to something, he will do whatever it takes to make that happen within, of course, the bounds of the law. He is brash. He is audacious. He is stubborn. And he will fight to close our southern border. In the end, he's also not inflexible. The wall could be concrete. The wall could be hemp-derived concrete, as Adam Powers from 9 LLC showed us the other day on the War Room. It could be a steel slap fence. There's a number of alternatives. And the president came forward with a compromise proposal because DACA is so important to the Democrats. He showed some real flexibility. That olive branch was slapped out of his hands before he could even get the proposal out of his mouth. It shows you that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the House and Senate Democrats, all of whom have given lip service to sealing our borders, all of whom have talked about the need for a barrier on our southern border, have no interest whatsoever. What's their political calculus? Well, it's twofold. One, we're now at a time in America where if Donald Trump is for something, well, then his critics and opponents are against it no matter what. Case in point, our withdrawal of troops from Syria, our intended and announced withdrawal of more troops from Afghanistan, our eventual withdrawal of troops from Iraq. Is when I was starting in American politics, the American left was anti-war. But if Donald Trump wants to end the war, well, that means we're for more war. It makes no sense. Or take the president's historic package of criminal justice reform to end the practice of sending people to prison for first-time nonviolent crimes using harsh mandatory penalties, laws that have been used disproportionately on people of color and poor people. No, the president finally did something about what I consider to be one of the most ignominious racist failures in our criminal justice system. But incredibly, a handful of House Democrats, themselves African Americans, including John Lewis of Georgia, voted against the president's package. Voted against something that they themselves have been calling for decades. Why? Simply because Donald Trump was for it, and for no other reason. It really is quite extraordinary to see this manifestation of Trump derangement syndrome. And you saw the graphic example when BuzzFeed broadcast and published a fake story saying that the president had instructed Michael Cohen to lie about the real estate development that was anticipated or discussed, but never actually undertaken in Russia. Why, all hell broke loose. It was a media feeding frenzy, the likes of which I hadn't seen since the 1970s. That is where we are. Now, the most amazing thing was watching a woman on CNN, trying to argue that BuzzFeed is a legitimate media organization. It boggles the mind. BuzzFeed is where one goes if one wants to see cat videos. Then I turned on Family Guy and I saw this little clip, which really kind of tickled my heart. Let's roll that, if we may.
Two levels. Folks, to drink this evening, we've got red wine, white wine, and a fifth of bourbon. What'll you have, disgraced political oddity Roger Stone?
I'll take the fifth.
That works on two levels.
There you have it. I've been immortalized. You know, they say that there are several phases of fame. Phase one, who is Roger Stone? Phase two, get me Roger Stone. Phase three, get me a Roger Stone type. Phase four, who is Roger Stone? I'll be joining Tucker Carlson tonight on Tucker Carlson Tonight to talk about the horrific effects of the Mueller witch hunt on my family and its financial survival. If you want to help me, you can go to StoneDefenseFund.com and tune in to see Tucker Carlson tonight, and I will talk about the devastating effect this has had on me and my family. Thank you for joining me on the Alex Jones Show. It's been my pleasure to bring you the heart-rending story of Joanne DiBartolo and Tom Ravana and their fight against the giant Wall Street bank Chase to steal their home, even though its mortgage has been satisfied. And now, while you're in a generous mood, take a moment not only to go to their GoFundMe site, but go to the InfoWars.com site one more time. The fact that we can bring you this programming is only made possible by your loyal support and patronage at the InfoWars.com store. So whether it is a t-shirt, a book, or one of our great cutting-edge nutraceuticals, you can know with confidence when you buy anything or contribute on the InfoWars.com store site, you're supporting the fight for freedom. You're supporting the fight against internet censorship. You're supporting the fight against the globalists who would move us to one world government. We are a beacon of freedom. We are the cutting edge. We are the tip of the spear. And therefore, those in the Democratic Party, those in the two-party ruling elite, those and their handmaidens in the tech company will go to no limited lengths to destroy us, to limit us, to silence us. But we will never quit. We will never falter. We will never fold. We will fight. But you have to have our back. Please go to the InfoWars.com site now and make a contribution. Go to the Stone Defense Fund site, make a contribution. Help Tom and Joanne. They need your help. We will all fight together for a better America. One thing you can bet on, Alex Jones will never fold. InfoWars will never quit because we stand for the Constitution and the freedom, and because we want the same opportunity for our children and grandchildren that we have had. This is what we fight for. Thanks for joining me on the Alex Jones Show, and God bless you.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better